This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What I learned today is you have terrible taste in Batman.
Oh, what, you have an issue with my rankings?
Oh, I do.
Who did you have one? You had Keaton?
No.
Christian Bale is one. That's fine.
Yeah.
You gave a courtesy love to Val Kilmer. I'm sorry, dude. That's
the I had him because
three.
He died.
No, I
100%.
I had him fourth,
really?
I think. No?
No, you had him three.
Oh, I had Robert Pattinson number four.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer to me was not, he was good.
Val Kilmer was very good.
All right, so who would you take? You saw Michael Keaton.
Yep. Keaton's number one for me always. Adam West would be number two because I love that. And that show came out in the 60s, but it was on. Like, I remember being home from sick from school.
100%.
They're climbing up the wall. And Robin is a little lackey, whatever.
I mean, it was corny and cheesy, but
yeah,
it was
horrendous.
Great.
Yeah. Catwoman was good. I would say for me, number three would be Bale, given the darkness. And I'm less of a dark movie guy than some, but yeah. that was imperative that we got to see that side of Batman, of Bale. Number four, I'd probably go Val. So if you had Val three.
Yeah,
it's like Maze and Ruth, and I mean, maybe you can't quibble too much at three and four.
I had Keaton five,
that's a little disrespectful to me.
Yeah,
that's the only one that I would have pushback on. Like, wow, this is the guy who got it going. And, yeah, you want to see those early movies, a little cheesy, whatever. Michael Keaton was the man.
Gordon, you have anything to chime in here on the top Batmans? Top three.
George Clooney is last. I don't know how many you have, but George Clooney is the last.
What about Affleck?
He didn't make the top five.
Yeah, okay.
Ben Affleck and Clooney didn't make the top five.
I did not like the Pattinson one.
Okay.
Me neither.
He had like four words of dialogue. He just grunted the entire time.
So I thought he was good because it was dark, a good movie, but maybe it was more so on the movie as opposed to him. Give me your number one.
I would say Christian Bale would be number one.
Okay.
Is Keaton too?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
and it's funny because he got a lot of criticism when he got picked.
Oh, he was great because he wasn't this big, strong, imposing figure.
The reason why I wanted to have this conversation is I just went back over the last weekend and watched them. I don't have time to get my car washed, but
he can't get his car washed. He can watch every Batman movie. He's watched Sopranos three times.
I watched the first four. I couldn't even get through the one with Mr. Freeze and Clooney is back. Like, that is so bad. I loved Val Kilmer, Batman Forever. I couldn't even get through the other one. But I don't think Keaton was that good. I'm sorry.
What about now the best female foil for Batman? It's got to be Michelle Pfeiffer. Well, Halle Berry's up there, too.
Put it this way.
It's a couple good ones.
Put it this way. When I came away after watching the first two Batmans, you know, the Keaton ones?
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer did. Well, she was better at what she did than Keaton was at what he did.
She was great.
And who was in the second one again? Oh, it was?
I know, the blonde. I'm forgetting.
Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger. And she was still in her prime. I mean, she was in 9.5 weeks, right? What are you laughing at, man? Well, I could talk about Aaron Judge being his prime. I can't talk about Kim Basinger being her prime.
I'm not sure.
What's the difference?
You can talk about it.
Who knows?
I don't know why I would.
Right. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.